every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. It is the second week of TNA on AMC. Cross our fingers, it's a better show. We'll talk about the lineup for the show tonight, including there is a Feast or Fired match coming up on the show tonight. So we'll tell you about that. There's a SmackDown show coming up tomorrow, which is the go-home show for the Saturday night's main event, which is coming up on Saturday, in fact. We got Collision on Saturday as well, which was taped after Dynamite as a result of a gigantic, potentially deadly storm heading into the Texas area. We got an update on the AAA on Fox lineup for Saturday as well. A lot of stuff coming up over the next couple of days. It never slows down. And, of course, last night was Dynamite, so we'll talk about Dynamite, everything that happened on that show. The pluses and minuses, I thought, of Dynamite. A lot of great wrestling, I will say that. And then updates on WrestleMania. Steve Austin and Seth Rollins and AJ Lee and The Rock and his, not Academy Award nomination. He was not nominated. Mick Foley has hit a milestone in his weight loss journey. And plenty more. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. We can preview the TNA on AMC show coming up tonight. And if you would like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline also on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. F4WOnline. And, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with Lance to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live.
Holiday decor is down and suddenly your house looks very January. Kohl's can help you bring the spark back. No twinkle lights needed. Save on bedding that feels like a snow day. Decor that'll boost the mood. And Shark vacuums because, yes, you're still finding pine needles. Get an extra 15% off some of your faves store-wide. And beat those winter blahs at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer ends January 25th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Shark. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we got a lot to talk about, including another episode of Impact Tonight, which clearly, Lance, you're not going to be at.
Unfortunately, no. The good news is visas came through finally, but they came through yesterday evening.
So literally hours after you were supposed to fly out?
Well, quite a few. I was leaving at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. And several hours after I would need to be in the air already. And getting in today would be a 12-hour, probably very expensive flight to get me in quite late. So the decision was made that with my travel plans canceled, I will remain home this loop. Others may have managed to get in, but at least the visa issue is behind us and we can move forward. And hopefully this evening, 9 p.m. AMC, there'll be a great show.
Well, Lance, I won't throw you under the bus, so I'll say it myself. At least you could take no responsibility for last Thursday's show. You were nowhere. You weren't even in the country. But there will be no excuse starting. Is it next week? Or are they taping multiple? What are they doing tonight?
I don't know if they're just doing the live show tonight or whether they're taping an extra, but there's tapings tomorrow.
Okay.
So
you're off the hook till probably February.
Yes. Okay. I will not be at work until February.
Wow. Well, tonight we have The System will introduce a new member to replace the retired JDC. Mm-hmm. This better not be JDC that gets introduced. I'll be really angry if that was a swerve the entire time.
The Masked Dango?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you're safe on that one.
Indy Hartwell faces M by Elegance. Jeff Hardy faces Mustafa Ali. Elena Black will speak, which is good because she's done nothing but pose her last two appearances. She literally just walks out and poses. She's like Megan Bain. And then we also, we have a feast or fired match.
Yes.
Do we know who's in the feast or fired match?
No. But three
is that unusual or is that how they always do it?
I honestly don't know how they usually do it. It's been a year or two since we did it. Uemura from New Japan was the last to get fired when I was there. But yeah, there's four cases. Three people will be getting title shots, and one person will be getting fired. So a World Heavyweight title shot, a X Division title shot, and a tag title shot is usually what's on the line. And then one person gets fired. So
I think they probably should have had a lineup for that match. I mean, when you think about it, it's like one person in TNA is going to be fired, and yes, three people are going to get title shots. Like, who's in this match?
Well, again, I don't know the creative process behind it, but again,
we got to figure out who we're going to fire.
Well, I'm assuming that person they knew ahead of time, but you also have to consider that perhaps some of the other people were pending visa people. So tune in. Surprises
possible.
Can be positive.
Huh. I don't know about this whole feast or fired, but we'll see what happens tonight. I'm going to be watching this show every week, Lance.
Well, good.
Yes. You're going to get my real thoughts as you got last Thursday or Friday. So anyway, that's coming up tonight. And then SmackDown is tomorrow. Wyatt 6 and the MFTs for the tag team titles. Alexa and Charlotte, Julie and Kiana, and Nia and Lash, number one contenders match for the women's tag titles. Nathan Frazier and Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest and Trick Williams. And AJ Styles has been invited to appear by Nick Aldis. I think Nick is going to try and talk him out of this match with Gunther. Hopefully he'll just tell him it's too big of a gamble and not that it's a terrible idea, AJ. And then Saturday's main event is Saturday. Rhea and Io versus Judgment Day for the women's tag titles. Cody Rhodes and Jacob Fatu. And the number one contenders match, the winner gets a championship match against Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble. Damian Priest, Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, and Trick Williams. This has to be the most poorly promoted Saturday night's main event they've ever had. I mean,
I didn't know about it until you mentioned it.
They barely push stuff on Raw, and I don't know. I guess I have to, I was kind of going through everything at the beginning of the year. I was like, what am I paying for that I don't even need? I started going through all these subscriptions, and, you know, I canceled Peacock. I'm like, well, they're on ESPN now, and
you won't get Saturday night's main event.
I don't think there's any NXTs, you know, until probably, you know, whatever, if there are even any more on. And then I find out, oh, man, now I got to buy it again. There's Saturday night's main event coming up on Saturday. So that was disappointing.
That's a big advantage of being in Canada, I'll tell you. Just Netflix, which I had anyway, provides anything I want to watch WWE related.
Then we got Collision. This kind of ties into my whole Dynamite critique from last night, but whatever. Here's a lineup, everybody, okay? We've got Kyle Fletcher and Takeshi versus Billy and Austin Gunn. Yes,
don't
Billy
Billy's chances.
And Austin Gunn. The same Billy Gunn that we haven't seen forever, and the last time we saw him, he was feuding with his children. Now he's teaming with them. Andrade and Magnus. Willow Nightingale versus Julie Hart for the TBS title. Mark Davis and Jake Doyle will be in action. Chris Statlander versus Isla Dawn in a title eliminator. Hangman versus Katsuyori Shibata. And Claudio Castagnoli against Roderick Strong. And we'll talk about my criticism of Dynamite a little later. But that is Saturday. It was taped yesterday. It was supposed to be live Saturday, but there is a potentially catastrophic storm heading towards Texas. And to be safe, they canceled the show and taped on Wednesday. And then we have got the AAA on Fox show Saturday, which is Penta having an announcement. Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. against TBA for the Latin American title. Laredo Kid against TBA for the Cruiserweight title. Psycho Clown and Pagano against TBA. What is happening with this show? And the Motor City Machine Guns will appear. Why is promoting wrestling so hard? Am I missing something? Jeez. Three TBAs? Whatever. All right. WrestleMania is coming up. And WrestleVotes reports there has been discussion of Stone Cold Steve Austin making an appearance in the future. Steve Austin has pretty much said that he does not expect to ever wrestle another match. But, you know, money talks. And they got a lot of money. My guess is he would probably do something, maybe a guest referee or some sort of appearance at WrestleMania. But he is expected back on television soon. Seth Rollins was asked about WrestleMania. He says, I don't know the answer to that yet. Timeline for shoulder surgery repairs, 4 to 6 months. Did my rotator cuff in October. I'm rehabbing. He says, as long as there are no setbacks, I hope to be cleared by the time WrestleMania rolls around, but the decision is not mine. I think that this is actually legitimate because, you know, a lot of times if they think that somebody can be back for WrestleMania, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, it's going to be 12 months. And then, of course, they come back early and it's a big surprise and everything like that. But Seth pretty much saying, I really hope to be back in time for WrestleMania. That tells me that he really hopes to be back in time for WrestleMania, and there's a good chance that's going
to
happen.
Well, but he has to be back before WrestleMania if he's going to have a match.
Sure. Although there have been times where a guy's first match back, you know, he shows up on television and then, you know, I don't know if my shoulder is going to be able to hold up, but I'm going to try it in this submission match with only shoulder holds allowed. So we'll see. I think he's going to be back. That would be my guess. And then also AJ Lee is expected back, according to WrestleVotes as well, probably for a match at WrestleMania, which, man, you'd think they signed her. And what, she had that one match? She had
Did she have two?
Oh, it was War Games, yeah. They had the mixed tag and the War Games match. And then she cost Becky the Intercontinental title. We have not seen her since. So I think it would be about time that she returned. So that's the WrestleMania lineup thus far. We got more to come. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, last night, Observer Radio, we were talking about Unreal. And for some reason, Dave goes, "What did you think of the show?" I said, "I didn't watch it." He goes, "What? I thought you were going to watch it." I don't even know where he got that. These commercials for Unreal are so terrible. Terrible. Because the point of a commercial is to compel you to purchase a product or watch a show or whatever. And these commercials, I watch the commercials for Unreal and it's like, I am not wasting my time watching this show. I'm not. I can think of 500 things I could do with my life. Why would I waste my time watching a show where they're going to try and convince me that they fooled everybody with Seth's fake knee injury? I'm like, why? And so a bunch of people are posting on the board today, and our good friend Paul Fontaine, very level-headed guy, he says, "Brian's thoughts about Unreal were the exact same as mine. Every clip they showed of the show made me want to see it less. That said," he writes, "I had to watch episode one because I'm reviewing it on a podcast on the site later today, and I really enjoyed the show. I don't say this to get people to watch it. That's not my job. And if you're like me and had no desire to watch it after seeing the clips, that makes sense. But the ironic thing is that the show was nothing like the clips made it seem it was. It was basically giving you a look at the people behind the characters, their thoughts about the storylines they were doing, the matches they were doing, etc., the real-life struggles. It was all very compelling, which begs the question, why would they show such awful clips like Seth cackling that he fooled people, or Levesque lying and saying Killings was always under contract when they could have marketed it as it was instead? I thought it was a huge miss by whoever made the decision to how best to market the show." And then the next, you know, Dave Portivo, next guy in the thread, I mean, he says the exact same thing. It's like, "I enjoyed the characters and the personality pieces. Many of the episodes have been really good." So it does, like, why are they marketing it? Who are they marketing this show for? That's my question. Because I watch those commercials and it's like, never. I will never watch that show. And many, many other people have said that same thing after watching the commercials. So why are the commercials that way? And you know the thing about this, what's that guy's name? Rosenberg? What's his name, everybody? Something Rosenberg. He's on all of the pre-shows. He's a radio guy. I actually liked him until about 3 days ago. Peter Rosenberg. Peter Rosenberg did something with WWE, and like I was really impressed with the guy. And before that, it was always sort of like, he's one of these talking head geeks, you know, whatever. But like he was really good at whatever he did. But then, this guy came after me.
Oh, no.
Oh, now he's going to get it. This
did
dork.
Did he call you a talking head?
This geek, unlike his podcast or whatever, he goes, "Oh, these Alvarez, Meltzer, blah, blah, blah. They are living a bubble." He said I lived in a bubble. A guy that's a talking head on WWE television for the pre-shows. He said I'm in a wrestling bubble. He goes, "This Seth thing really fooled everybody."
Oh, Jesus.
They're in a bubble to think that everybody knew about it. It's like, brother, listen. Everybody knew by, like, Sunday
that
the whole thing was a work.
Dude, I don't know if it was you or someone else that I talked to, but when it happened, I looked at the clip and texted them going, "He's selling."
Well, sure.
But 100%, I mean, like 5 seconds after it happened.
Here's my point, okay? When it happened, okay, when it happened in the moment, The way they did it, they actually did it pretty well by WWE injury standards. And, you know, when the show was over, and this is the key, they fooled the workers. Because when we asked around after the show, like any wrestler, it was like, I think he's hurt. Like, you know, they brought him back there and the whole shebang. Like, the wrestlers thought it was real, okay? That night on Observer Radio, you know, we're talking about it. And at that point, we still presumed it was probably real because all of the wrestlers thought it was real. And we thought, are they really going to do this working the wrestlers thing? Because that is always, it's always ends up biting them in the ass. So Dave then goes, I want you to know one thing. I don't know if he mentioned his name at the time, but he goes, somebody contacted me before the show, and they said, if Seth gets hurt, don't buy it. And they had the exact thing that was going to happen, okay? And
yeah, this is he's been outed.
Oh, he has? Okay.
Yeah, so, it was Jason Powell.
Pollock. Yeah. John Pollock.
There we go.
Yeah.
So he was one of the guys from Toronto.
John Pollock. So he told Dave this before, okay? And so it was like, all the wrestlers think it's real. Everyone there, like, they all think it's real. But it can't possibly be real if John Pollock was told what was going to happen before the show. Unless a time traveler, right?
He was in the Matrix, dude.
Okay, so, you know, by Sunday, it was pretty much out that Seth Rollins wasn't really hurt. And Rosenblum, whatever this geek's name, it was all over the internet, dude. It was everywhere. It was on social media. It was on Twitter. It was on Twitch. It was on YouTube. It was on Blue Sky. It was everywhere. And you know what's more, brother? Did you guys watch Raw in the aftermath of what happened with Seth Rollins? I did. And here's the thing. Seth Rollins, it was very clear by Sunday that the idea was they're going to claim that he destroyed his knee, blew out his ACL, and he's going to be out like 9 months, okay? And then it's going to be a massive surprise when he returns at SummerSlam to cash in the briefcase. That's what they're trying to go by here. He's going to be back months early to cash in because they're going to say torn ACL, you know, leg destroyed. They'll have some pictures in the hospital or whatever. And they're going to try to convince you that he is going to be out 9 months. He may not even make WrestleMania with this knee injury, but then he's going to return at SummerSlam and he's going to shock the world. That's what they're going to try and do. Okay, dude. By Monday, it was so obvious what had happened, and everybody knew about it, that when Paul Heyman on the show addressed Seth's knee injury, he never said he's got a torn ACL, he's got a serious knee injury that's going to keep him out maybe for the rest of it. He never said any of that. All he said was, doesn't look good. He's got to be evaluated. They never went with the storyline that he was going to be out a significant amount of time because they knew that everybody knew he didn't actually tear his ACL. So well, anyway.
We're living in a world, Brian, where there's a lot of people telling you to ignore what you see with your own eyes. And
I'm sick of it.
What I tell you, and that's what they do.
I'm sick of it. It was ridiculous. Nobody bought that. And you know what's funny? He goes on his podcast and he goes off and blah, 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 blah. Why don't you read the comments that were written on his own podcast? The comments are like, bro, what are you talking about? Everybody knew. Everybody knew. Of course you're saying that. You work for WWE. Everybody knew. Because everybody knew. So anyway.
Yeah, let it go, Brian.
Doing a commercial trying to tell me that they fooled everybody, that's what brought this all on. I mean, come on. You want me to watch the show after you're trying to tell me that you guys think that you fooled everybody? I'm not watching the show. That's a horrible commercial. All right. I feel better now.
Well, that's good.
Good for Mick Foley. Dropped 100 pounds.
Wow. Nice.
His highest weight was 372.
Oof.
And he has dropped down to 272.
I bet his knees and hips are happy.
I'll bet you they are. Took him 2 years, he said, which is actually good, because the slower you lose it, the more likely you are to keep it off. So good for Mick Foley.
Is that with the help of DDP, I assume?
I would presume so. All right. Talked about Netflix and everything like that, and Ciampa's on his way out. We talked about that. I think that's most of the news here. So when we come back, we'll be able to talk about that that Dynamite show, which I guess we'll preface it here because I got something to say before I do the review. But what did you think of Dynamite, Lance?
I want to start by saying I didn't get the overrun.
Oh.
My recording cut out.
No, that's definitely not AEW's fault. It's your fault, Lance. You need to find a way to watch the overrun.
Yeah, well, Swerve and Kevin Knight were standing there trading forearms, and my screen went off and asked if I wanted to delete my recording. Was not happy. Bad enough that I got to pay $12 for TSN to watch one show.
You paid $12 to watch a show and couldn't even see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So add TSN to the list that doesn't include the overrun? Okay. So anyway, what did you think of the show overall?
There was some good wrestling, but my OCD logic brain had some issues.
That sounds about right. Yeah, there was some really good wrestling on the show. I don't want to gloss over that because I don't want the sickos to get angry. But there were a lot of good...
that did real well.
There were a lot of good matches there. And since you didn't see the main event, I will at least tell you, as if I need to... Kevin Knight did not beat Swerve Strickland. He lost.
What?
Yes. So we'll get into this after the break. Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So, I watched this Dynamite show, and like a lot of the matches were really good. So, Samoa Joe and Speedball Mike Bailey, the wrestling. I thought the men wrestled really well. I had a real problem with four different interference spots in the freaking match.
Where was Hangman?
That irritated me. It's a good question.
Hangman was standing beside Speedball at the beginning of that match.
Not explained.
Said he's wrestling Shibata on Saturday. Shibata comes out and beats the holy crap out of Speedball like four times.
Well, let's just review the show, and then I'll get to my point as we get going.
Okay.
So it opens up with MJF cutting a promo, and he's playing Ric Flair. Brody King comes out. He wants a title match. And if you recall, they'd been doing these standby matches with Brody King where he beat jobbers in 1 minute, and everyone's like, it's going to lead to something. Well, actually, it didn't lead to something because he wants a title shot, and Max says, no, brother, you've been beating nothing but jobbers and jabronis. You need to beat like a real person before you can get a championship match.
So he had to win battle royals.
Well, either way, I mean, you got to beat more than a jabroni. And so, Brody threatens him. Max runs for his life. So Brody and Max is coming, I'm sure, on a TV show since there's no pay-per-views till March. And I'm sure Brody's got to beat some actual names before he gets his title match. But simple story to build to a TV match. Then we had the Samoa Joe Speedball Bailey match. And this match, there was a moment where I laughed harder than I've laughed in a long time. So I love Speedball Mike Bailey, but I would never have a match with him because this guy kicks you as hard as he can. I've heard this from multiple sources. And he's doing this match, and he's going back and forth with Joe, and he freaking kicks this guy right in the neck. I mean, he kicks him right in the neck.
He doesn't have one.
And, no, he had a neck. Like, he kicked him in the neck. And Joe's like, you know, his eyes, and they do a spot or whatever. Like, Joe's a professional. But, man, they go outside like 3 seconds later, and Joe grabs this guy, and I swear to God, I know it's like a band name, but it's just, I got to talk reality. He chopped him so hard. He chopped him harder than anyone has been chopped in this business that I can remember until I think it was about 1998 or 1999. There was a Chris Benoit versus David Flair match. And Benoit gave David Flair this chop. And it's like the greatest chop because it's a long shot when it happens. And this was back when there was like a lot of people in WCW. And you can just see the rows of people all the way in the back. He freaking hits his chop and like grown men, like everyone stands up and they like cover their mouth and they scream. And then this was as close as you're going to get to that I've seen since. He chopped this guy so hard. It sounded like a bomb went off. And the crowd screamed and they shrieked and got on their feet. And I was like, brother, lighten up those kicks. and they kept going, and there was interference, and then interference, and then interference, and then interference, and then Samoa Joe hit him with the muscle buster and won.
And the announcers called it a dominant win, despite having two people interfere like six times to help him.
I am so sick of this multiple interference thing. It drives
me crazy.
Where
was Hangman?
I don't know.
Where was Hangman?
Where's the referee? Where's anybody? I mean, it's, I get it. You interfere for the heat, you interfere for the finish, whatever. Like, we've seen it for a million years. But now in all companies, it's like, not only do you interfere for the heat, you have to interfere twice during the heat, you have to interfere during the comeback, and then you have to interfere. It's like, stop it! God! We don't need multiple interference for Samoa Joe to beat Speedball Mike Bailey, although I'll get to that in a moment. Then we had the Death Riders against Lance Archer, Rocky Romero, and Hechicero. The Don Callis family versus Death Riders feud literally started on Collision. And 5 days later, we have this insane match. There's boards covered in barbed wire and thumbtacks and glass, and people are bumping into it, and people's heads are getting rammed into things that frickin' explode. I mean, this was like what you would do for a blow-off match, but it was the first match of the feud.
And a guy tapped out on the stage, and the announcers are like, he just tapped out. What's going on?
Well, it wasn't Falls Count Anywhere. It was
the
only...
announcers didn't know that. Why would a dude tap out in the middle of a match? You're not... It's not the finish.
I'm not even sure this was like a no DQ match. I think they just did it because they do it. But anyway. Then we had the debuting Alec Price and Jordan Oliver. Two young guys.
They were excited.
And they've been a great team on the indies. And they get signed by AEW. And if you are surprised by what happened here, you don't watch AEW. Their debut match was with FTR, and FTR beat them. Shatter Machine finish. And that was that.
Gave him a ton, but then beat him.
Yes. Then we had Josh Alexander and Kenny Omega. Of all of the matches on the show, I thought as a match, this was the best one. Actually, by far.
Yeah, I enjoyed this the most. Now, to be fair, I didn't see the end of the main event, so.
Yes, this was, Kenny was great. He sold great. Josh Alexander attacked the diverticulitis. It was like a basic match with really cool stuff in it. And in the end, actually, Josh Alexander distracted himself by saluting Don Callis. And this allowed Kenny to do a V-trigger, a powerbomb, a V-trigger, and then a one-winged angel and got the pin. And then he vowed to win the AEW title. I thought this was great.
It was very great. And also, too, because we've harped on safety a lot, I want to put over the fact that Kenny Omega managed to pull off a snapdragon on concrete and take care of a guy.
Yeah, he did. It was great. Then we had the Timeless Love Bombs and Penelope Ford and Megan Bain. So Heat was like up and down, you know. They've really cooled off Tony. And poor Mina Shirakawa was nearly killed twice.
Whew.
First, Megan does a press slam. She's going to press slam her onto Tony Storm.
Does over the top rope. Fake Heppner spot from 30-some years ago.
Yeah, she tosses old Mina, and she throws her so hard that Mina flies over Tony Storm and splats on the frickin' hard floor. Thought she was dead. Tony thought she was dead. Tony rushes over to cradle her head and take care of her. And this ref doesn't even go to check on her. Just in the ring. Well, let's start counting now! I'm like, geez, did you see what happened? And then
Penelope had the guts to do the spot again.
Yeah, then Penelope's like, oh, you want to throw me? Go for it. But Megan threw it right that time. And then they do the doomsday device, and there's two ways to do a doomsday device. The victim either flips over, or you fall flat on your back for the just the electric chair bump. So if you're going to flip over, then, you know, the wrestler holding the legs, they can push the legs, and then you can kind of hit the clothesline a little bit to help the person rotate or whatever. But if you are not flipping over, the person jumping off the top rope should not hit that clothesline very hard.
Because, and the person on the bottom should hang onto those legs tight.
Yes, and twice now, on Collision and on this show, Penelope hit the lariat too hard. Megan didn't hold onto the legs enough. It was far worse on Collision. But Mina here landed high on her head and neck. It was a brutal landing. The one they did on Collision against Danielle Camella, I thought they freaking killed her. So I think this move needs to be abolished. They need a new finish because it's not working. But I don't think anyone died. And and they got the pin over Mina, and then Marina took out Tony for about the 17th time. So, yeah. I'd much rather flip over on the Doomsday Device. Much rather. And then Swerve and Kevin Knight is the main event. And they had a good match. It was a very good match, which Lance didn't see. And they gave Kevin Knight a lot, but in the end, Kevin Knight hit a house call. They had a striking battle. Swerve hit a house call of his own out of midair. Hit a vertebraker. JML driver got the pin. And the show ended with Swerve staring down MJF, who had been watching all of the matches because many people want the title. So, what I will say about this show is that the wrestling was good. The overarching storyline, it's a good basic storyline. There's Swerve, Samoa Joe, and Kenny Omega. They all want the world title. MJF is the champion. Who's going to get the title? The champion's watching all three guys. They all get wins. Like, that's all good. But to me, how many people are under contract here? 250 now? He keeps signing and signing and signing and signing and signing and signing and signing guys. Okay? If you need Swerve and Joe and Kenny Omega to get a big win, I'm fine with the Kenny Omega-Josh Alexander thing because that's kind of been built up with the Don Callis family. But why are Kevin Knight and Speedball winning the Trios titles on Saturday night, getting this big win? Kevin Knight pins Hobbs to win the belts, and the first freaking thing they do is put him in matches that they're going to lose. There's a million guys that can have a great match with Swerve. There's a million guys that can have a great match with Samoa Joe. And it's like the thing that is bothering me about AEW the most right now is that no one's going anywhere. Everybody just stays exactly where they are. Like, if you look at the lineup for this show here, I mean, there was nothing resembling an upset. Everybody you knew was going to win won. No matter how good the match was, you know, everyone's always saying, well, you know, Speedball and Joe had a great match. It helped Speedball. Kevin Knight and like, that's, listen, this is all great in theory. Dave says the same thing. This is all great in theory, but I don't care about theory. What I care about is reality. And the reality is they've been booking like this for 5 years. And with the exception of Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher, everybody is exactly where they have always been. I was joking at the beginning of the show because I don't want to annoy people, but I used to do this all the time. It's like, I'm not giving Collision spoilers, because everyone got mad if you spoiled Collision. But it's like, it's 2026, guys. Who do you think is going to win this match? Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita versus Billy and Austin Gunn.
Kyle.
Andrade and Magnus.
Andrade.
Willow Nightingale and Julia Hart for the TBS title.
Willow.
Chris Statlander and Isla Dawn in a title eliminator.
Stat.
Hangman Page and Shibata.
Hangman.
Claudio and Roderick Strong for the CMLL heavyweight title.
Claudio.
Brother.
And I don't know the results.
Dude, and I was watching and thinking, you know what? And this is the real killer. If they would have done the same lineup 3 years ago, it would have been exactly the same. The same people would have won. Everybody is in the exact same spot. Nobody ever gets elevated. Dave last night goes, well, Mark Briscoe's been elevated. Actually, Mark Briscoe has barely been elevated. Mark Briscoe won the whatever title he's got. There's TNT. 70 of them. The TNT title. After losing to Kyle Fletcher like 6 straight times, they finally gave him the TNT title. And I thought, okay, great. Now Kyle Fletcher can move into the title picture. Now Kyle Fletcher can move up to be a main eventer going after the world title. What did they do? Kyle Fletcher is going after Mark Briscoe again. And he's assuredly going to beat him. And they're going to end up exactly where they were in 2025. No one's going anywhere. That's my problem. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I will say, this is not strictly an AEW problem. WWE has the same problem. Same guys. Although I will give them credit, I will say this. They were going to do that Cody Roman match for the fourth time in 3 years at WrestleMania. I said, why? We've seen it over and over again, and to their credit, that match is no longer taking place.
You got the power, brother.
Hey, I wish I had the power. Everyone says I got the power to book AEW. I clearly don't.
You squashed a Mania match. You squashed Jeff Jarrett's title run, man. You're vicious.
Hey, I am vicious. That's why I've been ranting and raving about guys like Javon and just get some new young faces doing something. It's the same stuff over and over again. This is exactly what happened in the 90s. Everybody ran with a pat hand for years and years and years and years and years. And in WCW, it ended up killing them. And in WWE, it didn't kill them because there was no one, there's nothing else to watch. So instead, they just went into a decline for like 15 years because you just can't keep doing the exact same thing. We need new people on top. We need people moving up the card. We need other people moving down the card. And instead, it's like watching the same shows over and over and over again. The pieces get switched around a little bit, but they're in the same spot. That's it. We need something new. I'm telling you. Do it now before it's a problem. And it will become a problem eventually. Ah! And Rosenberg! Anyway, we're out of here. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny, AWNXT, and tomorrow with Filthy Tom, Fun Friday. We totally forgot to announce the winners of the Observer Live Year-End Awards, so we'll do that tomorrow. And I believe on Fun Friday, we will have a sponsorship snackdown. Yeah, so that's coming up tomorrow. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.